Certainly weren't cheering, but it was one of the biggest wins we have seen on a feature race day in a long, long time. And that was the horse of Andrew Noblett's Moorgate, who won Payne almost 200-1 on Saturday.
Miss Moana from Rock Dove, Moorgate, running on late Skyway Star. It's Miss Moana. Moorgate going to it, though. Moorgate moved up, took the lead from Miss Moana, Skyway Star. Moorgate in front. Moorgate's won the Phillies Classic. Moorgate wins narrowly from Miss Moana.
Not often you see a Group 3 winner paying odds of $195, and it won, as it was almost a good thing. It was never going to get beaten. Trainer Andrew Noblett joins us this morning on Racing Pulse. Andrew, congratulations. Be honest, do you back it? Did you have anything on?
Thank you very much, Michael. No, I wouldn't say a bet, not say an interest, that's all.
You only need an interest at 200-1, don't you?
Exactly, yeah. I saw the odds and I thought, oh, I'll be silly not to have something little on it. So, she got the job done well.
Did you give her a winning chance prior to the race?
I certainly gave her a chance of running in the first four. I thought on it, we backed her pedigree. She's just bred to stay, and she hadn't got out to that trip before. But her run before, when she ran second at Ballarat, was a good run. She fired up mid-race, and she was still there at the end. And her last run at Ballarat, well, she got beaten a long way. She was very deep the whole trip, and she didn't drop off. She was stuck on all right. So we didn't give her another run, and we took her over there, sort of just backing the fact that she'll get the ground, and she did that very well, and she's a stay of sort of, as she gets older, she'll fill out and she'll progress well.
Well, huge result from the owners with getting the Group 3 black type next to her name. What do you do with her? What future has she got?
That race, I don't, with all due respect, it was like a 0-70-something, you know, three old fillies race over that distance. So we'll get her back. I think she'll have definitely got improvement in her. She in herself, physically, she's going to mature a lot. We'll get her. She's home now. She travelled back really well, pulled up well. So we'll get her out. She'll be in the paddock tomorrow, and then we'll give her a nice spell, and then we'll work that out as through the spring.
It's interesting you mentioned that about the ratings, and obviously it's a bonus for your horse and your connections in this instance, but we're going to discuss it more on the verdict about the number of group races, group one races we have in Australia, and whether they are actual class group races. What are your thoughts about that and the amount of group and listed races we have, and the, I suppose, the depth and the quality? You've recently had some genuine group horses in your stable, Silent Sedition, and Super Cash. At the moment, there seems to be a lot of Group 1 races that probably aren't genuine Group 1 quality.
Yeah, I just think it's the year you strike. I mean, I remember last, I was talking to someone yesterday about Super Cash in that Phillies race in Adelaide last year, and the Sanctuary. And, that was probably one of the better fields you've seen in that for a long time. And then this year, you know, they sort of came up a little bit thin. So I just think it's the year you strike. With horses going everywhere and getting sold on and that, they're lighting off, and they're hard to win, whatever they are, and something always comes out of them. So I wouldn't discredit them too much. There's group ones, they've only won one, and they're damn hard to win. So you take them, but that race that day, I suppose with the distance and everything, is a factor as well.
I suppose for a stable like yourself, it's a good boost as well, because when you're only a reasonably small stable and you've got two group class gallopers who are retired at the same time almost, it's a tough period to go through.
It is, yeah. And look, I'm never not back having those horses. They're very, very good to our stable, and they're very good horses. But, to have them all at once and then lose them, you certainly notice it. And, for this horse to get up and win a group race for me in Adelaide, it was great. Great credits to the whole team.
How many horses have you got at the moment, Andrew?
There's 30 there, 30 in work. There's enough in work. Just sort of sort them out, there's some nice horses coming through. So I'm looking forward to them.
Well, good to see a group win for you on Saturday, mate. Well done.
Thank you very much.